USA Radio News.
Ketanji Brown Jackson will be sworn in Thursday as the first black female justice on the U.S. Supreme Court. She'll succeed the retiring Stephen Breyer. Jackson was confirmed to replace Breyer in April, but then had to wait until he stepped down at the end of the nine-month term. The death toll of illegal immigrants who died after being abandoned in the back of a tractor trailer in San Antonio rose to 53 on Wednesday, according to the Bexar County Medical Examiner. More than a dozen others were hospitalized with heat-related injuries. CBS News reported this appears to be the deadliest human smuggling case in modern U.S. history. And disgraced R&B singer R. Kelly received a 30-year prison sentence on Wednesday following last year's conviction on federal racketeering and sex trafficking charges. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help, and prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The war in Ukraine seems to be inching closer to home. Reporter Lance Pry explains.
Because of Russia's ongoing war in Ukraine, President Biden announced Wednesday the creation of a permanent headquarters for U.S. forces stationed in Poland, as well as new deployment of troops and weapons to Europe. The number of U.S. troops deployed in Europe soared to 100,000 in the wake of Russia's invasion in February, with 10,500 members stationed in Poland.
That's Lance Pry reporting. Americans are headed into an ugly 4th of July travel weekend with 1,800 flights canceled already this week with days left to go. Airlines are struggling to meet surging demand after pandemic lockdowns and amid pilot and staffing shortages. But they're also accusing the Federal Aviation Administration of lacking adequate staffing and failing to provide a plan on personnel ahead of the summer holiday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
A sandwich chain is in trouble for allegedly violating child labor laws.
The U.S. Department of Labor is finishing up an investigation into several Jersey Mike's Subs locations. Authorities found the sandwich chain broke child labor laws by allowing 14 and 15-year-olds to work past 7 p.m. on school days and more than 3 hours on school days. The shops also neglected to keep proof of age documents on file. In total, Jersey Mike's is paying nearly $25,000 for violating civil liberties. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A team searching a Mississippi courthouse for evidence about the 1955 lynching of black teenager Emmett Till has found the unserved warrant charging a white woman in his kidnapping. The Associated Press said a clerk found the warrant last week, which names Carolyn Bryant Donham on a kidnapping charge. Till's relatives say they want her taken into custody. Authorities are investigating the deaths of an 18-month-old child and his father after both bodies were found at their home in Virginia this week. Chesterfield County Police said they believe the child died after his father unintentionally left him alone inside the car for several hours. Officers discovered the child dead at his family's residence on Tuesday and the father's body in a wooded area behind the house. His death is being investigated as a suicide. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.